am very pleased to welcome you to our second annual Innovation in Education Summit. This is a partnership between Project Tomorrow and AEA Orange County Inland Empire Council. And with me here on the stage right now is Tim Jamal, who's the Executive Director of the AEA Council. I applaud all of you for taking time from your very busy schedules to join us today so that we can discuss how to build the 21st century student. But this is really going to be much more than a discussion today. This is really a working session. So before you get too comfortable in those seats, before you go, oh, good, a day out of school or a day out of the office, please understand that this is a participatory, interactive, working session, and we do have tangible goals that we will be achieving today. Just in case you're not familiar with Project Tomorrow, we are a national education nonprofit organization. We're based here in Orange County. Our real focus is making sure that today's students are prepared to be the workforce of the 21st century, and we believe that science, math, and technology offer the very best levers and opportunities for developing those 21st century skills in students. I'd like to recognize here, before we get started, some of our board members that are here with us today. Mike Lefkowitz. Mike, if you'd just wave. Phyllis Blaunstein. Joel Slutsky. Kevin Daly. You also maybe have already interacted with our wonderful, wonderful staff who has worked so hard to put this together. Lori Smith. Wave, Lori, from the back. Kelly Stewart. Cheryl Cadu, who I think is outside. Aisha Rajput. And we also have with us two of our UCI undergraduate interns that have been with us from since January, Malika and Kevin. I see them in the middle. They can wave as well. Tim?
Thank you, Julie, and thank you to Project Tomorrow for their vision and their leadership on this issue. AEA, some of you were at our event last week. We had about 600 people recognizing those in the high-tech industry and in education that are being innovative. And I just want to say this. AEA released a report a couple of weeks ago which said that the average wage for a high-tech worker in the state of California is $95,000. That's 106% higher than the average wage of the other private sectors. So I can tell you, not from me, but from the data, how important the high-tech industry is to America and to California. And if you ask every leader of a high-tech company in Orange County and in Southern California, what's the most important asset that they need in order to grow, improve, and innovate, and they all say the same thing, the people. And so I can't think of a more important subject to talk about from the perspective of my organization and Julie's organization than to see that we have the talent and the farm pool in the high-tech industry, in technology, to make sure America is a leader in science, engineering, and technology education for generations to come. And that's the point. That's why we're here today. Our competitors are catching up. We don't want this economy here in America to be a sales and marketing economy. I'm a sales and marketing person, but we can't exclusively be a sales and marketing economy. We need innovation in this country, and I thank Project Tomorrow and Julie, and we're so pleased to partner with them on this critical issue for our country and for our region. So before turning it over back, I think, to our keynote speaker, I wanted to recognize a couple of people here. Elected officials are part of the solution, sometimes part of the problem. But I think two entities here, which Project Tomorrow and AEA are so pleased to partner with. Dave Everett here is representing Assemblyman Van Tran. Can you stand up, Dave? The Assemblyman has been very gracious in recognizing through the state legislature the educators, the students, and those in the industry that have been innovative. And that's one thing we need to start doing, is giving people recognition for innovations in science and math. And the second person who's here, I'll ask to come to the podium to say a few remarks. We're very pleased to have one of the five kings or cardinals here in Orange County with us today, Supervisor Bill Campbell.
I left my red robes at home, so I'll just dress normally today rather than in my austere outfit. I am actually here to honor one of the programs today, but I'd like to make a couple opening remarks for especially the students here. My undergraduate was in electrical engineering. I have an interesting career. I went on and earned a master's in business, came back and worked in the aerospace industry here in Southern California on a number of very interesting projects. Took a change, got involved in small business, owned a number of Taco Bells, some vitamin shops, some dry cleaners, a food distribution business, and then later on got into politics. So life delivers interesting opportunities to you, but I will say to you that the discipline that I learned in studying for electrical engineering and the engineering approach and the scientific approach to solving problems still stays with me today. And it's something that I've found useful in approaching even this political job that I have today of trying to help deliver a great environment for all of you to live in here in Orange County. So I'm pleased that many of you are thinking about going on to careers in science and engineering. We need you. We need you desperately if we are going to stay competitive in the future. And frankly, you need to do it for your own satisfaction. If you're wired that way, that you're interested in those kinds of things, it's going to be intriguing and most satisfactory to you to continue your studies on from where you are today. The reason I'm here is to honor Braille Olinda High School, and I know we have a representative here. I'd hope that Jerry Halpin would be here, the principal, but do we have the...
We actually want the administration team come up.
The administrative team, and bring your students if you have some students with you, too.
We
come on.
Quite a few students.
Come on, bring them up. Project Tomorrow and AEA have designated as the 2007 Innovation and Education Award the school's program that is identified as the Global Information Technology Academy. And this is a fantastic program that actually what I'm so proud of, my wife was a middle school teacher, is that certainly it's one thing to implement this at the high school and to get students intrigued and challenged in the scientific and information technology arena, but they've integrated this backwards to the middle schools and to the elementary schools that feed to Braille Olinda so that the students can be better prepared when they get to the program. Now that's really talking about systems integration in a different fashion, but a very important way to do it. Excuse me. Believe it or not, that is our chairman of the board, Chris Norby, who used to teach at Braille Olinda, and I'm sure he was calling to wish Jerry well on this. So it was perfect timing. I probably should have just held it up and said, Chris, you can say some words. But on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, I do want to congratulate you on being the 2007 recipient.
Program.
Why don't you describe it? I knew you were here, and you'd do a better job of describing
All
it than
right.
I would.
Hi, I'm Christine Olmsted, and I'm actually the program director for the Global IT Academy. I work at the district office level that have helped the high school develop the program. And what it is, it's a four-year program where the students take computer science classes for 4 years as their elective courses. They choose to be in this academy. And we have started classes at the junior high after school to get more kids ready to go into the IT field. So we're very proud of these students. We're in our second year. Next year we'll be in our third year. So each year we add a new academy to the program. And we've tripled the number of students taking computer science classes at our high school because of it. So we're proud of these kids and we're proud of our program. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Supervisor Campbell. It was wonderful to have you here and very timely remarks. We will be recognizing all of our innovation and education finalists and winners during our lunchtime break as well. And so it was a nice opportunity to honor the Global IT Academy at this point because of Supervisor Campbell being here. But don't worry, the rest of you will get your time in the sun as well. What I'd like to do now is just very quickly recognize our wonderful sponsors of our awards and also of the summit itself. Our Innovation and Education Awards this year were sponsored by Emulex. Washington Mutual is once again our visionary summit sponsor. We were thrilled to have their participation again this year. And we were also thrilled to have the support of Beckman Coulter, the Boeing Company, of course, our good friends at the Orange County Department of Education and International Rectifier, and our supporters of Apple, Edwards Life Sciences, KI Office Furniture, KOCE, the Orange County Teachers Federal Credit Union, Plasticolor Molded Products, and Semper Energy. So as you can see through our sponsors, a wide variety of companies and organizations that care very deeply about this issue of preparing today's students for the 21st century. Very quickly, our agenda for today is we're going to start off with a opening keynote from Karen Cater. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in a moment or two. And then we have two panels, a panel of students that are going to give us firsthand, authentic, raw, non-spin on what students are thinking about this subject. And then we'll back that up with a group of education, business, and parent leaders to give us their take on it. We're then going to do something a little different than what we did last year. We actually have formal breakout sessions, and you all had the opportunity to sign up for some breakout sessions to delve deeply into the topics of the day. We'll come back, do our recognitions, and then hear from our second keynote speaker, Tim Magner from the U.S. Department of Education. Then take what you worked on in the working groups and create that action plan. So what's our goal today? Well, our goals are three things: new collaborations, tangible actions, and also a sense of urgency. And really, what are we talking about? What's the bottom line in this? How do we effectively leverage K-12 education as not just a supplement or a nice to have, but truly as a driver for economic competitiveness? And our focus today is here on Orange County. So here's kind of my rules of the road. And some of my speakers already know this. We're not going to do any whining. There's no whining. There's lots of things that we can't control that surround education or surround economic competitiveness. But our goal today is really, what can we do that's tangible here to help our county, to help our region? And so we'll be working on that during our working groups.